Unit 1, Lesson F.
Adrift on the Ocean. Early in 1973, 33-year-old Marilyn and Morris Bailey were sailing in their 31-foot yacht down the west coast of South America. They had left Southampton on the south coast of England 6 months before and were halfway through their journey to New Zealand. On the 4th of March, they had just passed a whaling ship when all of a sudden there was a terrible crashing noise. They ran outside to see the water red with blood and a huge whale disappearing under the waves. Then they noticed an enormous hole in the hull of the boat through which water was pouring into the cabin. They realized that they didn't have much time. Morris started inflating a small rubber dinghy while Marilyn started grabbing things. They tied the dinghy to the yacht and started throwing the things in it. Tins of food, a small oil burner, a map and compass, glue to repair the dinghy, water containers, knives, mugs and passports. Then they clambered into the dinghy, untied it and watched in horror as their beautiful yacht sank under the water. For the first few days, the Baileys were reasonably comfortable. They ate the few tins of food they had brought with them and collected plenty of rainwater. To keep themselves entertained and to pass the time, they made card games from the pages of a notebook. They planned a huge party for when they got back to safety and even designed a replacement yacht. As their food supplies were disappearing fast, they started eating turtles, seabirds and fish, including 6 baby sharks, which they managed to catch with a safety pin on a string or with their bare hands. Several ships passed, but despite waving madly, they didn't succeed in attracting attention. They hoped they were drifting towards the Galapagos Islands, which were a few hundred miles to the west. However, the weeks passed and no islands came into view. The weeks turned into months, and the struggle to survive became harder and harder. Their clothes started to rot and they became badly sunburned. The dinghy began to deteriorate too. To make matters worse, there were 2 terrible storms and the boat overturned, so they lost their compass and some water containers. They were even surrounded by sharks at one point. Towards the end of the 3rd month, they became so sunburned and dehydrated that they could hardly move. Morris Bailey was filled with misery and resignation. He said that the reason they survived was because of his wife's obstinacy and determination. "She kept morale high when I flagged," he recalled. "When I was prepared to give up hope, she was there beside me." On the 30th of June, when they could not have survived much longer, they suddenly saw a fishing boat coming towards them. The crew, who were Korean, had wondered what it was that they could see on the horizon and had come to take a closer look. The ship's captain, Soo Chung-il, said, "We hauled them aboard. They didn't say anything. They just slumped on the deck, sobbing with relief." The Baileys drank lots of liquid, and the crew massaged their arms and legs until finally they could move again. But for days, they were unable to eat because their stomachs had shrunk so much. When they were well enough, the couple went ashore in Honolulu and flew back to England. Within 2 years, they had bought another boat and had set sail again to study whales.